Hello there. Merry Christmas almost in a couple weeks. And this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. And we are in that season of anticipating the birth of our Savior. And so in order to do that, we're reading through Luke 1 and Luke 2 and a couple other scriptures as we get closer to Christmas. And I'll be praying them for you. We're in the Amplified version of the Bible, and we are in verses 13 through 15. And it says this: "But the angel said to him," he's talking to Zechariah, "do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your petition and prayer was heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will name him John. You will have great joy and delight, and many will rejoice over his birth, for he will be great and distinguished in the sight of the Lord, and will never drink wine or liquor. And he will be filled and empowered to act by the Holy Spirit while still in his mother's womb." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I'm thankful that the angel told Zechariah not to be afraid. And I know that many listening today are battling fear. Many of us struggle with anxiety and stress and sometimes debilitating anxiety. And so, Lord, I pray for those same words to just wash over those listening today. Do not be afraid. And then put your name in there. Do not be afraid, Bruce. Do not be afraid, friend. Do not be afraid, Julie. Do not be afraid, Thomas. Do not be afraid, Margaret. Do not be afraid, Trisha. Do not be afraid. And we don't need to be afraid, Lord, because you are on our side and you do hear our prayers. And here in this passage, we see the product of prayer, because Zacharias and his wife Elizabeth were barren, and they prayed and they prayed and they prayed and they prayed. And eventually, Lord, you answered that prayer with a baby named John. Lord, I know that those who are listening to this, who have battled barrenness, who have battled not being able to have a baby, would listen to this and be just so frustrated and hurt and say, "Lord, why haven't you answered my prayer?" Or maybe we're friends with someone that has that experience, or we're parents of kids who've had that experience, or maybe we've had that experience. And Lord, I pray for your tender affection and kindness for those who are battling infertility today. And I'm praying also for, I also pray for those who have had pregnancy loss or baby loss, because this time of year when we're talking about babies being born and John miraculously being born through Elizabeth and then Jesus through Mary, people who are battling this have a particularly hard time. So Lord, just be tender and send some angels their way in the form of people who will love them well and will bear their burdens and will pray with them. Lord, we trust you for those prayers that we pray for a really long time that don't ever seem to get answered. And help us to understand, just glimpse a little bit of your plan in the midst of it, because sometimes we just can't see the plan and we get discouraged. So if you could just give us a little glimpse. I know that that's not faith. I know that we should just have all the faith to move the mountains and not have the plan and be okay with it. But sometimes, Lord, we just need a little bit of a glimpse of what that plan is. Or you singing over us or speaking over us or sending us a friend or sending us a verse that helps us. Would you just show us that you notice us, that you see us, that you hear us, and you are acting on our behalf. Lord, thank you that John was a great joy and a delight, and that many rejoiced over his birth. And I pray that we would be a joy and delight to this earth. That when I enter a room, when those listening enter a room, people be like, "That person brings great joy and delight." Help us to live in such a way that folks would say that about us, not for our glory, but for yours. Lord, we do want to be great and distinguished in the sight of the Lord. And so I know that probably sounds like self-aggrandizement. But what I mean by that, Lord, is John was prophesied over to be great and distinguished. And Lord, it's only by your power that we have greatness. It's only by your choosing of us that we have distinction. And so, Lord, we do pray also that we, like John, would be filled and empowered to act by the Holy Spirit What an amazing thing that would be, that we would fully rely on your Spirit, be wholly empowered, truly filled. And I know that as I pray this right now, I am praying through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit lives within me. The Spirit lives within you. I'm so grateful for that, because I, left to my own devices, could not live this life on my own. Lord, bring a hope where there's hopelessness, peace where there's peacelessness, and joy where there's pain. We need your light this Christmas season. Provide for those who are struggling. I pray all of this in your powerful, beautiful name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are such a blessing to this podcast. Thank you so much. If you could leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher or any of those other applications that you're listening to this on, that would really be great. It would help more people find the podcast. And I hope you have an amazing December 3rd. Talk to you later. Bye.